That's a great, great song.
Amen.
I trust that you listen to the message of it. In fact, that's one of my favorite songs. Fill my cup, Lord. And that's the desire that we have, that our cup might be filled, that we might be usable in our wonderful, wonderful service for the Lord. We only have one more night left. I trust you've been busy inviting folk, and knock on a few doors and invite folk to come to the service tomorrow night, our last service together. And it'll be a great, great blessing as the service has been each night this week. Now, if you have your Bible tonight, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. And I want to read, beginning with verse number 11, and read through verse number 14. Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse number 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a great blessing tonight once again to be here. What a blessing to enjoy the congregational singing. What a blessing to hear the special music, special numbers that we've heard tonight. And Lord, the desire that we have is, Lord, fill our cup. We need revival. We need to be challenged once again from the Word of God. And especially concerning the days in which we find our days, our times, which are the last days and times. So challenge us tonight from the Word of God. Search my heart that I might be vessel usable, and that nothing would hinder that which you want to accomplish in this service tonight. And we'll praise you and love you. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, it's thrilling to live in 2015. It's wonderful. It's wonderful because this year we're getting closer and closer and closer to the return of the Lord. And I suppose there's not a day goes by but what I look up. I'm looking for His return. I look for it today. He did not come yet. He may still come tonight. But it's wonderful, the days in which we live. These are terrible, terrible days in a sense as we look across our nation. Our nation has reached actually the bottom when it comes to wickedness. When it comes to terrible things that are taking place. And it's really sobering, sobering how far down we have sunk in this country. And the decisions of the Supreme Court on down, even to our local level. And in Colorado, of course, which is a great state, and we call that our home state. But listen, you can come to Colorado now and buy marijuana and buy drugs legally. Legally. You can go to a candy store and see a machine, put in a dollar, and get candy. That's marijuana. It's terrible. It's terrible what's taking place. And it's time that we wake up. And I read in 2 Peter 3 and verse 10, but the day will come, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burned up. Dear friends, it's time that we wake up. That we wake up to the truth. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. And dear friend, all around, people are sleeping. There are unsaved people that are sleeping. There are Christians that are sleeping. And it's time that we wake up once again to the wonderful truth that's found in the Word of God. In the Word of God. We need to wake up and listen to the alarm that's being sounded And as that sounded, don't reach over and push it and turn it off and go back to sleep. No, no. We need to do something as the alarm goes off. Now, many times my wife and I travel a great distance from one meeting to the next. And so we get up early. Get up early. Get up at 2 o'clock in the morning because we need to be on the road and we need to travel several hundred miles to get to the next meeting. And so I set 2 alarms. We set one by our bed. I set the other one here. I say, Lord, I need to wake up tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock. And it's true. It's true. Before the alarm goes off by the bed, this one goes off. And we get up and on our way. But listen, tonight in this message, I simply want to wake you up a bit. Don't go to sleep now. Don't go to sleep. Don't close your eyes. Don't nod your head up and down like this. No, no, be awake concerning the times in which we live. And I'm going to use an outline that's found here in the verses that I read. Notice verse 11, and that knowing the time. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Now, with that in mind, I want you to turn back to the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. The 24th chapter. And I realize the primary reason for the prophecies given in Scripture were given to the Jews here in the 24th chapter. But I want you to notice several things in the 24th chapter as we know something of the time. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, what shall these things be? Or when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So they're sitting on top of the Mount of Olives, the place where Jesus ascended to heaven and the place where he's going to return. And as they were sitting on top of that mountain, the disciples said, Lord, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, don't be deceived. God has given us his word that we might know the truth and not be deceived by TV broadcasts or radio broadcasts. No, be not deceived. This is the word of God. And he lists here several things to the disciples and to us whereby we need to wake up. And we drop down to verse number 6. It says, and ye shall hear, and ye shall hear, and we shall hear. And we're going to, what are we hearing? We're hearing today so many different things in the world today. We shall hear. And the Bible says, many will come in his name. Will come in his name. Will boast. We'll boast. For instance, I'm in Arizona, usually every year in meetings down in Phoenix or Tucson. And there's a man down in Tucson that claims he's the resurrection and the life. He says, if you believe on him, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. Now, I got news for him. He's going to die. But he's deceived many, many people, deceived them concerning what the Bible says. Don't be deceived. Stick with the word of God, what God's word says. And so, and many will come in his name. False individuals, individuals that are over the radio, individuals that like to water down the word of God, individuals, for instance, do not believe the authority of this book, individuals that have changed the course of their services, individuals that have gone to contemporary music. Individuals that have gone to no dress code. Individuals that tell me occasionally, you don't have to give the invitation because it's not important. It's not necessary. I'll speak to people. Something's happening. We need to wake up. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Many will come in his name. And then the Bible says further in verse 6, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The end is not yet. Terrible, terrible wars continually fighting skirmishes around the world and so on. And then we read further. It says in verse 7, it says, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And these things are so prevalent today that we hear of famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. Tremendous. We know these things. Jesus, on the top of the mount, was revealing some things to the disciples of things that were going to take place. We drop down to verse number 10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Many people offended because of things that are said. People get offended. For instance, in a church where I was at, a couple were out to the service where I was preaching, and then they stopped coming. And we came across them in a grocery store and said, How come you're not coming? They said, we're offended. We got offended. And it's so easy for individuals to get offended, A dear lady in services where I've been preaching, I mean, every year I'm in that church, and dear friend, in that church, a dear mother would sit there, for instance, in that auditorium, but she got offended, and so she quit. And while I was back there in meetings, I asked the preacher, I said, where is that lady? He said she got offended if something that was said in this church, and so she quit. And so that week, with the pastor, I went to the hospital to call on her. And standing beside her bed in the hospital, that dear lady began to cry. She said, since I quit the church, since I got so disturbed, my daughter is going to have a baby without being married. My other daughter is living with a man without being married. And she cried out and cried out and cried out. She was offended. But the tragedy of it, thank God she cried out there on the bed for forgiveness and asked the pastor for forgiveness and came back to the church. But listen, the damage was all done. Oh, you can get disturbed if you want. You can be offended if you want. But listen, the results you're going to bear in your family and with others. And the Bible talks many will be offended and betray one another. And then I read in verse number 12, it says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of money shall wax cold. The iniquity is abounding in our country. I came across this article entitled, What Happens on the Average Day in America? The average day. Here's what takes place on the average day in our country. There are 1,282 illegitimate babies that are born. On the average day in America, there are 2,740 children that run away from home. On the average day in America, there's 1,986 couples that divorce. The average day in America, there are 68,493 teenagers that contract venereal disease. On the average day in America, there are 2,900 teenagers that become pregnant. The average day in America, there's 3,231 women that have an abortion. In America, on the average day, people drink 90 million cans of beer. On the average day in America, people smoke 1.6 billion cigarettes. That's just a few things that are taking place in America. And as the verse simply mentions in the fact, iniquity is abounding all around us. And dear friend, it's time to wake up. Oh, listen, I think further there in the Gospel of Matthew, the 24th chapter, and I go further to verse number 36. It says, but of the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the fire and knew not until the flood came. Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, and were totally, totally ignorant of the truth of the scripture. Oh, dear friend, people are taught today how to make a living, but not how to live. Not how to live. We live in days of terrible, terrible moral decay, marrying and giving in marriage. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 6 talks about evil thinking, corrupt minds, adultery, fornication, loose living, lust and nakedness. The wickedness. And then the spiritual decay today. Individuals, listen, Noah preached judgment, but they didn't listen. They did not listen. And the average home today, they tell us have about 4 Bibles, but they have no idea whatsoever inside that Bible. They trust in infant baptism. They trust in other things, but they do not know what's in the Word of God. It's time to wake up. And that knowing the time, it's time to wake up, as the Word of God tells us. And I ask you tonight, are you listening? Are you awake? Are you awake to what's taking place around your home and the community in which you live? Are you awake what takes place in our cities today? Are we awake enough to stand up and do something about it? Or do we lock ourselves in our home? In Southern California, where we've been in meetings several times, a dear lady in that church, a dear black lady in that church, Sunday morning, out to the service, and she came to me and said, "Preacher, I can't come at night." I said, "Why not?" She said, "At night, we do not answer our door. We don't answer our door. We can't go out at night. We can't go out at night." An Excelsior Drive Baptist Church, where we've been in meetings many times. Listen, in that area, there's a club there of drug individuals. And the helicopter flies overhead while the services are being held, looking for somebody. Why? Because when they initiate someone into that club, they take that person to a door and they say, "I want you to go to that door and open the door. And the first person that comes to the door, you shoot them." Terrible. Oh, listen, dear friend. That's why it's time we wake up. It's time we wake up. And then further I read in Matthew 24, verse 33, "So likewise ye, when ye see all these things come to pass." Now, what can we see? I've tried to show it to you this week by means of picture. Israel became a nation back in 1948. Since Israel became a nation, 105 countries, individuals have returned to Israel. It's thrilling. It's wonderful. And Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 12 says, "And ye shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth." That's happening today. Oh, the land is become fruitful. Become fruitful. And it's hard to believe. In Isaiah 27 and verse 6, "He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the earth with fruit." In the Jordan Valley that runs north and south, they raise 5 crops a year. Production is up over 1,000%. It's thrilling to see what's taking place in fulfillment of the scripture. Then I think of their national defense. Men and women must serve time in the armed forces, not to object, but to serve time in the armed forces. And in Jeremiah 31 and verse 5, "As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem, and defending also he will deliver it, and passing over he'll preserve them." And you can stand outside of Jerusalem in any day and see the F-16s fly over. It's thrilling. That's what the Bible says. That's the Word of God. Jerusalem has become a burdensome stone today. Of all the cities of the world, Jerusalem has become that burdensome stone spoken of in the book of Zechariah, verses 2 and 3. It's terrible. But listen, we see these things. You can see it on the news. You can hear it on the news. And so, and listen, that's why it's time to wake up if we know something of the time and what's going on here and around the world and in the Middle East. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. And oh, listen, it's so true. The Bible simply says, so likewise ye, when ye know that it's near, then wake up. Wake up. It's right there at the door. Right there at the door. Know that it's near, even at the door, according to verse 33. Know ye that summer is nigh, but know this, according to verse 43. If ye know that a thief is going to come, we need to be ready. We need to be ready when that thief comes. See, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake, not to go back to sleep, not to be just comforted in our own setting. No, no, to wake up. It's high time to wake out of our sleep and do something and take a stand for God. Oh, we sing so often, will you thou revive us again? We so desperately need revival. We need the power of God in our lives. It's time, individual, wake up to get saved. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Jeremiah 8 and verse 20. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we're not saved. In Luke chapter 12, 16 through 19. God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Every 10 seconds, 26 people die. It's time to wake up and get saved. And dear friend, if you're here tonight and you're not sure that you're saved, now is the time to get saved. Now is the time to receive Him and be born again. But dear friend, secondly, it's time for Christians to wake up and obey the Lord. And the Bible says what? Cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Get rid of some things. Cast it off. And then put on that step of obedience, that armor of light. Be scripturally baptized. Be faithful. Surrender all. Know what it is to tithe. Know what it is to confess sin. Know what it is to be a witness for the Lord. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Oh, people say, I have plenty of time. No, we don't. No, we don't. 2015. Maybe the last year. And that, knowing the time, it's high time to awake out of sleep. I think tonight of witnessing to a man on the back porch. We sat there on the back porch and looked out at a stream of water there, and we talked about fishing. We talked about the things of the weather. Then I took a New Testament out and said, sir, I want to talk to you about something. And I presented to him from the Word of God the plan of salvation. And I said to this dear man, do you know you're a sinner? Do you know that you're a sinner? Do you know that you're lost? And he said, yes, I know it. I know it. Then I took the New Testament and I showed him clearly from the New Testament how the Lord Jesus died on the cross, how he could be saved. And I said, do you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his precious blood that you might be saved? He said, yes, I believe it. I said, listen, you believe that you're a sinner. You believe that Jesus died on the cross that you might be saved. I said, all right on the back porch today, wouldn't you like to bow your head and receive him? Wouldn't you like to accept him? And he looked at me and he said, preacher, not today. Not today. I know what I should do, but not today. And I begged him and pleaded with him to make that decision. And yet simply said, not today. I went away from that place grieved. But that's not even the end of the story. I got a call. And the dear lady called me and said, my husband's in the hospital. Would you go up and see him? I said, yes, I'll go see him. And I suppose it was 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever time, I made my way to that second floor of that hospital, and I stood beside his bed, and I said, "Sir, I want to share with you the message again of the gospel." And he lay flat on his back with his eyes glued to the ceiling. And I presented the truth of the gospel again to him. And I said, "Sir, right there on your back, you can call. Right there on your back, you can repent. Right there on your back, you can accept him as your savior." And he looked straight up to the ceiling and he began to call out, "John, John, John." "My name is not John." And I begged and pleaded. And finally I had to leave and walk down the hallway to the elevator. And I could hear him say, "John! John!" And he died calling for John. Oh, dear friend, it's time to wake up. And that knowing the time, it's high time to wake out of sleep. Because of what's taking place around us. Because of precious souls that are lost and going to hell. Because of Christians that are disobedient. It's time to wake up. Let's pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Look into your heart tonight. It's time to wake up. And it's heads are bowed and eyes are closed. How many of you are wonderful folk? You say, "Preacher, I know for sure I'm saved. I can tell you when I got saved. I can tell you where I got saved. I know that I've been born again." If you know that for sure tonight, and you're not ashamed of it, as a testimony, slip your hand up right now. "Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know." God bless you. That's wonderful. Put your hands down. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Is there someone here tonight? You say, "Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm saved. Would you pray for me?" And you slip up your hand, a boy, girl, teenager, adult. "I'm not sure I'm saved. Would you pray for me?" Anyone like that in this auditorium? I see that hand. God bless you tonight. Someone else. "I'm not sure I'm saved tonight. Would you pray for me?" It's time to wake up and get saved. A boy, girl, teenager, adult, if you understand what I'm talking about, it's time to get saved. And then as heads are bowed, is there a Christian here tonight? And it's time that you wake up to obey the Lord. To obey Him. To be scripturally baptized. Become a member of this church. To get rid of some bitterness that found in your heart and life. To get victory over some habit. God spoke to you tonight. It's time to wake up. You slip up your hand. Let me pray for you. Is there someone like that? Just slip the hands up, put them back down. What a wonderful Savior. I see those hands. He's looking down from heaven tonight. He knows your heart and He knows mine. He knows all about us. It's high time that we wake out of sleep. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts tonight. It's so easy to come and be blessed with a great service like this and somehow not be listening, not be awake concerning our spiritual need. And I pray for those tonight that may be here that are not saved. Oh, God, tonight, don't let them leave this auditorium without being saved. I pray for Christians here. They need to take that step of obedience. Help them to come tonight. Come tonight to be obedient to the Lord. Speak to hearts, because it rings in our ears over and over again. It's high time that we awake out of our sleep because of the day in which we're living. And we'll praise you for the result. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's turn the hymn book to 249. 249. Great, great song entitled "Just As I Am." Let's together stand together as we sing it.